you need energy, right? And it seems like our mind, whatever patterns it follows, that probably uses up energy as well. It seems a little bit of a chicken and egg. In order to bring these up, you need energy, but a habitual pattern seems to like waste energy, not have it available when you need it.
Well, I think one of the things that's interesting in terms of mindfulness, when we're mindful, or when we have a positive, the mind is directed to a positive object, or it's directed from a positive place, then the energy's there. You know, it's a great example is the Lunar Observance Nights, the meditation vigils. And it can be really tiring on the day of the meditation vigils, just thinking about having to stay up. and you haven't even got to start the chanting. It's like, oh man. if the mind is taking an interest in the meditation, in the chanting, and walking, the sitting, it's just, you know, it's more often than not. I mean, sometimes it is a bit tough, but that more often than not, it's the energy comes from the actual sitting and the meditation, the reflection, the contemplation. So, so it's similar with that, where that directing attention to a wholesome object, it tends to uplift the mind and energize it.